With the first pick in the 2007 NFL Draft, the Oakland Raiders select quarterback Jamarcus Russell, LSU.
And here we go.
What is up, NFP? This is Wes Bunning, the Director of College Scouting at the National Football Post, and you are listening to another installment of Draft Talk. We are in the heart of NFL draft season, and that means we are bringing in some of the top prospects from around the nation to talk shop, figure out what they've been up to, their postseason, their pro day workouts, and ultimately where they hope to end up come the end of April. And today we are talking to Kashif Moore, the wide receiver from UConn. Kashif, how we doing, buddy?
I'm all right. Can't complain. How you doing, Wes?
I'm doing well. I want to thank you for coming on. And overall,
I just
want to get into it with a day in the life right now. We are in the middle of March. We are past the combine. Yep. We have a couple weeks left until your pro day. What's a day in the life like of Kashif Moore right now?
I'm actually staying in a hotel not too far from the University of Connecticut, where I'm training right now up until pro day, and usually wake up around 8 o'clock and eat a little breakfast and then drive up to campus and go to our beautiful facility. We got an indoor field and everything, so, you know, the weather or what have you, you know, we always have great weather inside, so I get a workout you know, on the field, and I get a lift in, and, you know, make sure I take care of my body, and, pretty much have the rest of the day free and just relax.
Now, this upcoming pro day for you, a lot of guys put a lot of stress on it. It's their last time to run, work out in front of scouts. But for you and the performance that you had at the NFL Combine, I feel like a lot of that pressure has been removed from you since you performed so well in Indianapolis.
Right, definitely. Having the luxury to be invited to the NFL Combine was definitely something in my favor. And, you know, I worked and trained very hard for that day. And, you know, I felt like I did good and opened up a lot of eyes.
Talk about the overall Combine experience from you. You put up some of the top marks in the 40 with that 4.42 officially. You jumped as high as anyone at 43.5 on your vertical, but the one thing that really impressed me was that short shuttle of 4.05. Overall, were you happy with your performance? Obviously, you kind of got your name on the map a little more on a bigger stage with some of the top prospects in Indianapolis, or do you still feel like you have a little more to prove at your pro day?
Right. I'm never satisfied, so, you know, I always feel like I have something to prove, so that's something I'm going to do, you know, at my pro day. But, you know, I was definitely happy with the numbers I had at the combine. You know, I trained so hard for that, for those numbers that I've reached, and like I said, I hopefully open up a lot of teams' eyes.
What are you going to be doing at your pro day, Kashif? An entire workout? Are you just doing receiver drills? What are you going to end up doing, or haven't you decided yet?
Right, well, my pro day I'll be doing just a receiver drill.
Can you talk about your development over the past couple weeks, working on things that receivers are going to work on, plucking the football away from their frame, getting in and out of their breaks cleanly, not having to gear down or not having to widen their angle or tighten their angle and how to get out of their breaks? Have you seen a lot of improvement for yourself as an overall route runner during this postseason?
Oh, most definitely. You know, when I flew down to Bradenton, Florida, and worked out at Athletic Edge, you know, my position coach was Ray Sherman, you know, a coach that has over 20 years of experience, and, you know, coached some of the greatest, you know, Jerry Rice, you know, he's just with the Cowboys, and now he's with St. Louis Rams, so, you know, I had the luxury of having him being my coach and, you know, coaching me up every day, and that was definitely great, you know, to work on those little techniques, and, you know, I felt like, you know, I learned so much from him.
What was the biggest thing that you tried working on or you worked on with Ray Sherman during that time to improve yourself and your trade as an overall route runner?
Well, I would say, you know, just coming off the ball, you know, 100 miles an hour, and, you know, always making it look like I'm going deep on every route.
Gotcha. Well, you have the ability to go deep. There's no doubt about that. That 4.42 at the combine, you've got the ability to consistently get vertically down the field. But at 5.9, I'll give you 5.2. What were you, 5.9 and a half?
About 5.9.
5'9", 180 pounds. A lot of teams don't know if you're a guy that plays on the outside, if you're more of a slot guy. So when you watch yourself on tape, where do you think you fit best at the next level?
I would definitely say either on the outside or in the slot, you know, because while I was out here at UConn, I ran the pro style my first year and then spread for 2 years and then back to pro style my senior year. And, you know, I played on the outside and as well as, you know, slot. So I feel like, you know, I'm pretty versatile, so I can play either or.
At your size, one of the biggest struggles, not only for, we'll say, small, shorter wide receivers, but as a whole, any prospect that comes from college football to the NFL, one of the main reasons they struggle to transition is because of their inability to beat press coverage. Is that something you've been working on a lot during this process? Is that something you feel confident that no matter if you're lined up on the outside or they want to play you off the line in the slot, that you're going to have the ability to beat press coverage?
That's something I'm working on right now, but, you know, at the same time, I feel like that's actually one of my pluses. And, you know, the way I get off jams and presses, you know, from the outside, is something that, you know, teams can't see on film. So, you know, that's something that I also like to go against, you know, press coverage.
Mm-hmm. When you look at the typical receivers in the NFL right now, there's the Fitzgeralds, the Andre Johnsons. You know, 10-1, you wouldn't compare yourself to someone like that. But when I look at you, I see a little Johnny Knox to your game. Is there anyone in particular that you look at, similar size, similar height, weight, speed, quickness, that you think, you know what, I can do a lot of that in the NFL?
I would say not just one guy, you know, a few guys. You know, I feel like a lot of the smaller receivers have, you know, made names for themselves, you know, in the NFL and, you know, kind of made it a commodity. And, you know, I watch a lot of Wes Welker, you know, how he gets in and out of his breaks. And, you know, he's such a hard worker. And Steve Smith, you know, his big play ability, you know, he's been dominating for years. And, you know, he's only 5'9 as well. And, you know, Victor Cruz, definitely, he's not much of a big guy. And a new guy, Antonio Brown from the Steelers, you know, his footwork and his routes are very good. So I watched all of those guys.
Well, let's talk about your time at UConn, especially this past year and overall at UConn. Typically, it's more of a conservative offense. You guys play in the Northeast. You want to run the football, stay ahead of the chains. Overall, it kind of limited you a bit as a receiver from a standpoint of you not putting up the same gaudy stats as the Justin Blackmans of the world, or the guys that play in that spread in the Big 12. From a prospect standpoint for you, why has that helped you as a prospect and as a receiver than some of these guys that consistently get the football thrown their way and play in these wide open spread offenses?
I would say, you know, first, you know, being a wide receiver, you know, you're not always going to get the ball thrown to you. You know, you might run the ball most of the game, you know, and that's something, you know, we did here, like you just said. And, you know, we were a tough, hard-nosed football team, you know, and that made me tough as well, you know, getting my nose dirty. And, you know, having to block for some of the great running backs that we've had here is something that I really took pride in. You know, the Don Browns, you know, Jordan Tyman, Andre Dixon. And, you know, I think it's taught me also a lot of patience. You know, like I said, you're not always going to get the ball thrown your way, but you can only control what you can. And that's, you know, blocking as hard as you can for your teammates and running routes to the best of your ability.
During your time at UConn and in the Big East, you've seen a bunch of talented corners want to get in your face, playoff man. But overall, who's the best corner or overall prospect that you've had the chance to face during your time at UConn?
I would probably say one of my former teammates, Darius Butler. You know, he was so much of a technician, and he was definitely a freak athlete. Another guy that also did very well at the NFL Combine when he went down and got drafted in the second round. But, you know, just going against him every day, and, you know, I was a freshman and sophomore, and, you know, he was one of the older guys, and he taught me a lot as far as one-on-ones and, you know, getting off the press and jams and things like that.
Last question, Kashif. It is, we'll say hopefully hopefully Friday, but maybe Saturday on draft day. Where will you be at during that time?
During that time, you know, I'll be at home in Burlington, New Jersey, you know, just with my family, just relaxing.
Well, best of luck, Kashif. We wish you nothing but the best going forward. NFL teams, fans, look out for Kashif. He'll be coming to a city near you. Kashif, thanks for joining me, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it as well.
That is Kashif Moore, the wide receiver from Connecticut University.